You're listening to SBS News.
Heading to the beach is an iconic Australian pastime, but this summer is looking very different. Some Sydney councils will be encouraging COVID-safe practices at their beaches, including Randwick Council in Sydney's east. Mayor Denny Sedd says their goal is to keep beaches open, but they'll need the public's help to do so.
We know that restrictions will be easy, so in this way we've got a plan, and a very good plan at that. So we do ask the public to remain vigilant and stick to our public, to make sure public safety is our most important asset.
Scorching temperatures and record crowds are expected in coming days, and authorities aren't taking any chances. Randwick Council will invest $1.2 million to increase COVID safety measures. Mayor Sedd says monitoring the number of people on beaches will be critical.
We will have numbers that we know that will keep places safe when it's quiet, when it's busy, when it's getting close to capacity, and when it's at capacity. And you'll find these on websites, on our council websites, and also throughout Surf Lifesaving websites.
Drones and live beach cams will monitor capacity on beaches across Sydney's coast, including Coogee, Clovelly and Maroubra, ensuring the limit of one person per 4 square metres is being followed. COVID marshals and extra lifeguards will be on hand to help control crowds. Peter Holcrow is the lifeguard supervisor at Randwick Council.
Yeah, well, we have the bus services that they'll start ferrying people away from the area. We have the PA systems that we can inform the crowds. We have the website that people can check before they come down to the beach. They can check our website and they can tell you what the capacity is and what the conditions are at our beaches.
Police will also be monitoring alcohol-related crime. Superintendent Rowan Cramsey is from Sydney's Eastern Beaches Local Area Command.
We want people to enjoy the beaches and the parks and the open spaces and to do that safely. So we ask the community to help us to do that, to enjoy drinking responsibly, enjoy the outdoors that we have to offer, but do it so everybody can enjoy it.
Many Sydney beaches were forced to close in March after massive crowds continued to flock to the water, despite social distancing rules. But authorities are hoping to avoid that this time around, with the new measures in place from this weekend. Beachgoers are asked to keep a towel's distance apart from other groups and to leave the beach as soon as they've had a swim, not to stay and picnic or sit all day. The council is also asking residents to check beach capacity via the council's live beach cams and to avoid peak times. SBS News spoke to people at Coogee Beach to get their view of the new measures.
I believe that is a very good measure to protect people. Firstly, protect themselves and help other people too.
Having in mind also that all people come to the beach in summertime, so it's going to be overcrowded. So I think it's good and safe for everyone to have these measures.
No, I think on the beaches and that, like today, look, you know, it's the weekends, that's the only problem.
It's basically each person's responsibility to keep the society and community safe. It's all in our hands.
People are also encouraged to wear a mask as they travel to the beach if social distancing isn't possible. Other states, including Queensland and South Australia, are yet to implement similar measures for their beaches. But as borders ease and with temperatures set to soar, that's likely to change. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.